command.
Hi, I'm Jim Stroud. Welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. The Recruiter's Lounge is a podcast of news, interviews, and commentary on the recruiting industry, and it was designed with you in mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time in the Recruiter's Lounge.
Hi, Jim Stroud here with a heartfelt thank you to you for listening to the Recruiter's Lounge. I also wanted to give you a heads up on the video edition of the Recruiter's Lounge. Now, on the video edition of the Recruiter's Lounge, you not only witness my interviews of very special people, but also my attempts at comedy and cinematic acclaim. If you want to see them, and I hope you do, visit my website, www.jimstroud.com. That's www.jimstroud.com. And you will find the videos there, along with other great content. Well, okay, enough of my shameless self-promotion. It's now time for a word from our sponsors.
Right now, millions of people are looking for and finding jobs on the internet. But are you getting paid when they find a job? Well, now you can. When online employment sites like Monster and CareerBuilder came on the scene, they took billions of dollars out of the pockets of the recruiter. But now, there's a new sheriff in town called WorkGiant, the recruiter's best friend. WorkGiant is empowering recruiters throughout the country to take back your industry. WorkGiant is a national and broadly focused job board, but with some very distinct differences. One difference is, with WorkGiant, employers and recruiters can post jobs for free, search the resume database for free, and only pay 1% upon a hire. WorkGiant markets through professionals in the industry. Why? Because it's your industry. As a professional recruiter, you have the employer relationships. You have the job seeker contacts. It is your industry. It's yours to take back now. WorkGiant will never replace recruiter value-added services. In fact, we offer you a way to monetize 95% of the market that currently goes to the online job board industry. Refer current or former clients and surplus job seekers to your WorkGiant affiliate website. Refer once and you own the relationship. Then get paid every time they make a hire for as long as they make hires. Someone is going to lock up your employer contacts. It might as well be you. Every time a hire is made by one of your clients or one of your job seeker referrals, you get paid. It's that easy. So take back your industry with the power of residual income from WorkGiant.
Hello, welcome once again. Jim Stroud here, and welcome to the Recruiter's Lounge. In the lounge with me, as always, my cohort, is that a word? My cohort, co-host, Karen Matinen is here. Hello, Karen.
I always cry whenever I get on the phone with you. Why is that?
I don't know, because I can't
just
speak
that
right today.
It's the way you say things about me.
Cohort, co-host, yeah, I guess that's kind of wonderful.
The wonderful Karen, that's the part that I like.
There you go. Okay.
There you go.
You know what, I should do that all over again. Let me do it all over again.
Okay.
Hello and welcome once again to the Recruiter's Lounge, and sitting next to me, as lovely, as wonderful, as brilliant, as vivacious, my co-host, the lovely, the talented, Karen Madden.
Okay.
Is that better?
I'm going to cry. You always make me cry. I swear. What's with all this wonderful, what do you want?
You know what? Next time I'm going to go through the dictionary and find some new words, some new good words to describe you. That's what I'm going to do.
You know what? Don't. I mean, unless they're going to be as wonderful as that. You got to promise me they're just as nice, okay?
So what's going on with you? What's new in the world of Karen?
Well, do we want to talk about that?
Well, we can talk about The Secret.
Oh, fantastic. The Secret. I want to hear more about that secret. Can you tell us about The Secret?
Well, I could tell you about The Secret, but it is a secret. And for those who don't know.
This is like SourceCon, man. This is another secret. Like,
another
secret
like SourceCon. That's right. If anyone goes to my site, you look in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see a link that says Secret. And you will be able to sign up on a list to be the first to find out what my new secret is.
Okay, now I've got a question. Is this about me?
No.
No?
No.
You sure?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But it's a secret, so I can't say.
It's not in my, but okay. So it's not just me, though, right?
Correct.
Oh, God. This is going to be good, isn't it?
It's a secret.
And that's going to be big. Knowing you,
it's
you
a
always
secret.
Do something huge. I know it's got to be huge.
It's still a secret.
Okay, fine.
Just go,
okay.
To, the, just go to the site, jimstroud.com/secret.
I thought I was a co-host, but that's okay.
Well,
okay.
You know, maybe I'll tell you later.
All right. No, no, that's okay. I respect it.
You know, if you sign up for the list, you can find out.
Okay, I'll sign out. Okay, fine. I know it's okay. It's not Jim's. It's not Karen's blog. It's jimstroud.com. I respect that. Okay, I'll sign up too.
And you mentioned SourceCon for people who may be tuning in who are the few people in the recruiting industry who don't know about SourceCon. It is the premier global event. It's a conference for the sourcing industry. If you are someone like myself who is a searchologist who is a master of recruitment research, or you're a recruiter who does your own sourcing and you want to know new things, no matter if you are an expert or a novice, there is something for you at SourceCon. Even if you are managing a team of recruiters, it's something for you at SourceCon. SourceCon. Check it out.
It does sound pretty cool. I got to tell you, it really, really does sound cool.
And probably, especially because there's so much secrecy around it.
Yeah, you know, that might be it, too. I mean, I'm getting emails from people. I'm like, are you able to go? I mean, what is with these competitions?
Well, you know what? For people who don't know this, we've got to keep in mind there may be people who are just tuning in to our podcast who might not have been keeping up with everything we've been talking about. SourceCon is a global event. It's a conference for people who major in recruitment research and also high-level recruitment strategy. And as part of the promotion of the conference, there have been a series of contests, sourcing contests. And if you can figure out the answers to these puzzles and riddles that are posed on their site, you'll get free tickets into SourceCon, along with some other goodies that they probably haven't announced yet. So by all means, go to www.sourcecon1, that's SourceCon1.com. And you'll see some really cool stuff.
And you are the MC there, aren't you?
Well, yeah. So let me put in a personal disclaimer. I am the MC, and I'm so excited to be the first MC of this inaugural event. So please come on down. Come and see me. Come say hello, and we'll do the lunch thing. We'll have coffee, all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
okay.
I wish I could go. Well, you know, maybe I'll win that competition, right?
You know what? You never know.
You never know, right?
Well, down to brass tactics, because that's enough of shameless self-promotion for one episode. I was reading this thing in the paper today.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was in Business Week, which I'm starting to read a bit more these days.
Are we getting some educated?
Edumacation, yeah, a little bit of edumacation. Instead of some of those law journals you're always reading. I might read more of those things.
No, I don't think you're going to like
that. I tried.
You like law?
Not as much as you.
I know.
But, some of it is, I do get through some of it.
I know it's a finger-wagging kind of a thing isn't it?
Let me read to you a quote from Business Week that I was reading today. It says, in the face of mounting protests and the threat of legal action by highly skilled immigrants and their advocates, the U.S. government said on July 17th that it will reverse a previous decision and accept applications from thousands of workers who are trying to become permanent residents. Rescinding a notice from early July, the Homeland Security Department, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced that it will accept applications from employment-based green card hopefuls for advancement to the final phase of the process until August 17th. So a lot of people who are not getting green cards will now get green cards.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people, yes.
I bet you companies like, those big IT companies are going to love this.
Oh, yeah, companies like Microsoft, Oracle,
Google.
Even Google, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, that's going to save them so much money in regards to sponsorship alone.
Oh, yeah.
That is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what caused it or, made the government decide to do this.
Well, pressure. Pressure from advocates, pressure from companies who say, hey, we need the people. We need the workers.
And think about it, too, what makes it, I think personally, I mean, this is going to be helpful with national security.
Yeah.
I think in a way it will, because you're less likely and are less apt to bring in consistently brand new people on a consistent basis. Because you wrote something not too long ago, too.
Mm.
And remember there was a company that had been sued for actually abusing H-1B visas.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got sued big with like $1.7 million or something.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, because the feds have been cracking down on these markets of these recruiting firms who've been doing this, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I remember there was something they were saying, too, is that this is where it's kind of interesting, is that they bring in all these people. They're supposed to stay for 2 years, but they only come in for 6 months, get all the information about what our companies are doing, and then take it back to places like India. And so now we're teaching our competitors to be better than us.
Corporate espionage at its finest.
Yeah, and so, you know, this really would help with that in that regard, too, which would allow us to keep our stuff home and make sure we're not training these people to be better than us.
Now, you know there are going to be some people who are going to complain about this. They're going to say, they're going to complain that we are being, what's the word I'm trying to say here?
Prejudice?
Yeah. I'm trying to be a little bit more political about it, but yeah, something along those lines. But because I heard someone arguing that. I don't know if they're arguing that out of ignorance or what.
That is kind of ignorant because, I mean, seriously, are the people not here already based on the H-1B visa coming from foreign countries?
And you know what? When I hear arguments about that, about people complaining about certain jobs being outsourced, especially IT jobs and so forth, I'm thinking that should scream to you to pick up an IT degree.
No, I got to say something before you go there. I
got to
tell you, you ever heard the word insourcing?
Insourcing. Tell the audience about insourcing.
Okay, this is a new terminology that's big in America right now. In fact, okay, Yahoo, for example, has just brought back insourced is the word, and they're going to be doing it over the next 4 years. They're insourcing their whole IT desk back home.
The help desk portion.
Yes, sir. What they're finding out, a lot of companies, this is a new word, guys, insourcing.
You heard it here first, people.
It is means, which is weird, they're bringing all the outsourced companies back home and bringing them insource. They're finding it that they have found that it has caused more complications, actually a bit more expensive, time difference problems, issues like that. They found it easier to have them back home.
And now the chief concern, I think it was around communication issues.
No, actually, it wasn't so much the communication that I was told. And this, how I got to find out about this, you know me, I love looking stuff up when I find this out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I, as usual, was having some issues with my Yahoo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was sending me tons and tons of spam.
I remember that.
Yeah, and that's why the FBI is on this right now for me. Because, I mean, we're talking.
Don't say it too loud.
I don't mind. I want it to be told. Yeah. 350 spam a day.
Wow.
From the same person.
And who doesn't love you?
Oh, seriously. Now they're coming with PDF. Okay, I won't go there. But anyways, to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm on the with my Yahoo help desk on this, and they're trying. They said it's good that I made the call, by the way, so everybody who's hearing this, if you ever get somebody spamming you using your own name, you know, make sure you contact your Yahoo help desk or wherever you help desk, because they would have banned my account had I not called.
Right.
Because they would have thought I was abusing my system, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's when I learned through the conversation period, because I'm always trying to be nice to people, and they are always nice to me, and they said, yeah, we're insourcing back everybody right now. And I'm like, what's insourcing? So he tried to give me a brief definition of what they were doing. He said, yeah, everybody's going to be back in by the next 4 years. They'll have this whole thing completely set up again.
Wow.
So I was shocked, and then I went on the Internet, and I found out, actually, a tremendous a lot of companies are doing, and they said it's because of financially the hours. It's a lot of the time, you know, it's like if, for example, let's say we're 6 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning here, it's like 2 a.m. or midnight in India. Okay? And the next day, right? And so, and also a lot of problems that they were concerned about was there's some safety and security issues. And
because you have your proprietary information outside
right.
of their home base, so to speak.
Yeah, because the language barrier is not much there because, you know, a lot of these companies were training these individuals to speak either with an American accent
mm-hmm.
or with a British accent, you know.
Yeah.
So that wasn't as much of the issue, but they felt, too, that there was the customers themselves were also pretty upset with the support. So they said, let's just bring it back home.
You know, it's interesting, as we're on this subject, because I was blogging about this not too long ago
mm-hmm.
on my site, jimstroud.com, shameless plug.
Mm-hmm. I rolled my eyes, guys.
And on the site, I was talking about this, And actually, I was talking, I was citing a particular company that had decided to pack up from India and bring their company, base it back in the United States, because although it was cheaper to have their labor in India, the average salaries over in India are starting to increase.
Yes, yes.
Now, they're still cheaper than the United States, but they are getting up there.
They are getting up there, too.
And I'm wondering, is that going to cause a trend? Is that going to help facilitate this insourcing you're talking about, whereas these places like India or China, now no one just pick on India, because I have a lot of good friends over there.
And you've got South America as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't even realize this. AT&T was one of the first outsourcers, and I mean, back in the 80s, I know AT&T was in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't realize this. I mean, they think it's just a new trend. It's been going on forever.
So what's going to happen when it's no longer cheaper to send your work anywhere? What if it becomes like totally flat?
Well, that's what the thing is. It's like, you know, these people, what I'm reading is that a lot of companies got, you know, poked up on this hype, and the hype is that outsourcing is amazing, it's going to save you money, but they don't always keep in mind the shipping expenses or that kind of expense and the telephone expense and all these other expenses that are incurred by being out there.
So you're saying it may be cheaper on a line item kind of basis, but when you look at it overall,
right,
it's not really cheaper.
No, and you got to also look, if you're losing customers because they're upset, then, you know, because, I mean, right now a lot of people are like saying, man, I'm not trying to make anything. I just got my citizenship, people, okay? But, you know, a lot of people say we want homegrown right now. People are nervous about their jobs. Obviously, that would be the weakest reason, too.
Well, that's interesting. But when I hear this, hear your argument for it, I'm hearing around, you know, tech support, customer service. I still don't see a big insourcing effort when it comes to some heavy-duty software development out there. I don't know how big a trend it will be in terms of the IT market.
Well, I know the mortgage industry has actually started doing it, it's like people say, you can go ahead and decide you want to design a house, you'll find that person in Russia is probably doing the design for you, you know? So, you know, the trend's going to adapt carefully. I mean, it's global still. We still have a global economy, and I think it will continue to have a global economy.
You know what? I want a global economy.
I do like
the global economy. I'm not so myopic to think that everything has to happen in my own yard.
Well, I think also it helps create more diversity. I'm hoping it will help continue to help.
Sure.
But when you look at United Nations report, there's still some concern about that too, though.
What kind of concerns?
Well, United Nations on, I think it was June 15th of this year, they put out a report that said, hey, globally, discrimination is like at a major peak, and they're very concerned. And
no, we're an enlightened society. That's from the 70s.
No, this was this
60s.
Year, Petey. This was this year.
That was this year. Discrimination is on the rise.
They didn't say it was on the rise. They said that they have a very strong concern about it. They feel that what happened, that people have more of a laissez-faire, kind of a like relaxed attitude now, okay, about being caught. I think the internet has kind of created with a mentality of anything kind of goes.
So is this discrimination? Is this like from terms of on a social level, or is this in the business world?
They were talking business level, and that's the main issue that they're concerned about, too, because they said that discrimination does affect economies, not just in businesses, but and also in regards to the nation, each nation as well. They said that discrimination all levels. We're looking at age, race, disability, you know, gender. There wasn't any particular area, but also what they saw, too, is that the government had become lax in who they were hiring and kind of like getting rid of people. So they said, you know, they're asking companies, countries, to really kind of take a look at what they're doing, because they're seeing there's some major issues still going on. A very huge concern. It was like they really are concerned. It was a very interesting report. If anybody wants it, I'll send it out to them.
That is interesting.
I was shocked. You know, a lot of it is the attitude right now that's caused the problem. I mean, you got to admit, the internet has created a Wild Wild West kind of an attitude.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like people heard the words return or investment or these verbiages, so they probably, you know, think, okay, I can do what I want to do because I can't.
Always bringing value. That's what you do.
Me?
Bringing value to the audience.
Well, no, I mean, it's just, I don't know. Let me give you an example why this concerns me, okay?
Okay.
I had a situation just recently where a young lady contacted me.
Mm.
And she's not a recruiter, okay? She works out of a different state, and she'd heard about me on the internet. I guess she'd seen my EOC webinar, and she wanted some advice. And so she works for this government. She works under a contract. The government owns the contract, and she is leased out to particular companies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that she's been working in this contract for the last 28 years or so, okay, or 30 years or so. Okay?
Right, right.
And so she started having some issues predominantly with one particular individual within this company. But here's the shocking part. She is the only black supervisor in the whole county. Actually, pretty much in the whole area.
The whole area?
Yes.
Is this a situation where it's a small town or something?
No.
Or it's
no, we're talking one of the nation's largest cities.
In a major metropolitan area,
yes.
There's a government
when we would think
office
that
only has one minority in it?
Let's think about Phoenix, Arizona, or you would think of, like, say, Atlanta, Georgia, or New York area. That's what I'm talking about. And I was like, are you kidding me? I said, in the last 28 years? She's like, yep, I've been it. I said, she said, I've hired a lot of black females, but this one particular person who oversees, the HR manager who oversees this, has never, ever allowed promotion of these individuals.
And that person has been in office for an extended period of time, I imagine?
Yes, and she said almost as long as they had been.
Wow.
Now, what was really interesting, they'd had some really big issues. So what was bizarre was the contract was sent to a different division from where they were working at a particular location, a particular company,
mm-hmm.
and another company was formed. I got to be very careful. I don't want to disclose.
Sure, sure.
And another company was built and developed, and the whole contracts were being sent over to that particular company. And she lost her contract completely with the state. She
what?
Was the only one of the group.
Hmm.
And so now what was interesting is her immediate supervisor had, he was thinking that was going to happen, and he put in some major, like, kudos for her. Hey, she's awesome. Don't let this happen. We want her. And what they did instead, they tried to offer the job to her subordinate. Subordinate's like, no, this woman is like, she's been well-noted, she's been well-named, everybody knows who she is, she's the only one that's doing this job, and she's always had, she never had a write-up, none whatsoever. So get this, conference call, it said, oh, yeah, there were some problems that nobody knew about. I'm like, what? They didn't say that. Well, anyways.
That sounds so McCarthy.
It is. It's like so, and what's so sad, it's like, I'm thinking, this is a government contract, the whole deal. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, She asked me for advice. I gave her my suggestions. I said, I'm not a lawyer. I can't tell you what to do. I gave her some names, or I told her, I said, we just talked. I think she doesn't need somebody to talk to.
Sure.
But what made me was so upsetting or concerning is, like I said, all these people that were under you, none of them ever got promoted. She said, never. Not one of them, none of the people who were minorities had ever been promoted.
That's a lawsuit. That's an easily winnable lawsuit.
Well, I would say it would be one, too. I just couldn't believe this ever happened. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And the thing is, it's like that's for all the people that could have been promoted into some of these positions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, makes me go, how much money could be lost to these people who could have been promoted? I never got the chance because of the color of their skin, And that's the kind of stuff, that's why I get so passionate about this, because it does disturb me.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about that other situation that happened the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one I mean?
I do indeed.
Want me to talk about it?
Maybe soon.
Okay.
Not just yet.
Okay, you got something else to talk about.
Yes, we'll save that for a special occasion that's upcoming.
Okay.
All right, somebody emailed me.
Mm-hmm.
You know how we were talking not long ago on one of our podcasts about college degrees and how some companies put unnecessary what's the word?
I call it wants. Their wants versus their needs.
Yeah. And they put up there. And so I was saying, well, you need a college degree to get a really good paying job. And I said, you know what? Let me do some research on that. So to answer that person's question, I want to list like the top 10 jobs you can
mm-hmm.
get without a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
And this number is based on the medium salary of jobs based on 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And also factoring in job growth between now and 2014, at least the estimates according to the Census Bureau and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in at number 10, you can make $58,920 as a manager of firefighting.
Wow.
And that is, let's see here, I'm looking at my data here. Yeah, that was the average salary for a manager of firefighters in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, I'm really amazed at some of these figures here, but number nine, the average salary of a CEO
mm-hmm.
was $140,350.
Mm-hmm.
No college degree required. So
no.
Make six figures being a CEO.
And that's right. I mean, and I know Bill Gates is a pure good representative of that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's my hero.
Number eight was a PAL driver operator.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven, construction manager.
Mm-hmm.
Number six was a sonographer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure what a sonographer is.
Those guys are people who type for the court, the court stenographer.
Oh, those typists in the court, really?
Yeah, that's a stenographer.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Number five was a transportation manager, which sort of surprised me. I guess it's a position I really think much about.
Mm-hmm.
Four was a dental hygienist, which made sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Third was a gaming manager.
Mm-hmm.
Two, which I totally didn't even think about this, was an elevator installation person.
Mm-hmm.
They were making around, on average, I think it's on the low end,
$58,710.
I think that might be just the start.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, I didn't really think about that. And then the number one job they have here, based on these criteria, and I'll have a link to this from my site, air traffic controller.
Wow.
That's a high pressure job, though.
I don't want to work that.
I'm going to tell you this. The average salary in 2005 for an air traffic controller, and it's gone up, then was $102,030.
Wow.
So you can make six figures with no college degree being an air traffic controller.
Well, I could think of a lot more other jobs that can make six figures, but, yeah, I mean.
Well, this is according, not this is not just because of the salary, but it's also because of job growth as well, and number of jobs being, instead of speculated, they'll be open.
It.
Yeah.
But I think of nursing, too. I mean, you don't have to have a college degree to be a nurse.
That's true. But you have some kind of education to go along with that.
But they're talking college degree.
Yeah.
I mean, because you can have an education to also go ahead and be, for example, an HVAC technician, but you can just do that while you're also in trade school.
Now, you know what? I'm looking through this list here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the list is compiled from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And those are the top 10, but I'm sort of scanning through now at the different salaries. And I'm going to point out six-figure salaries you can make
mm-hmm.
without a college degree. And I'm going to sort of scroll down. Not to say you can't get
more
technical learning in some other aspect. But
I mean, the thing is, yeah, because I'm actually, you know, you can be a professional engineer without a college degree.
Okay, one is a prosthodontist.
I have. Isn't that people who make those legs for people who are handicapped? I'm not sure.
I think so. I think people.
Sounds like that.
And let me look this up here. I don't know what a prosthodontist.
Do you know you can also be a lawyer without a college degree?
Judging by some lawyers I know, I can't believe that.
No, seriously, people don't know that. But in some states, you can actually go ahead and take the bar exam with certain conditions without ever having to step a school in one foot in a school.
Huh.
And if you also know, again, I said professional engineer. You, in most states, you can become a professional engineer without a college degree, but you have to have the experience to get that.
I found out what a prosthodontist is.
What is a prosthodontist?
Someone who specializes in replacing missing natural teeth with bridges and dentures.
Oh, we were so wrong.
Yeah.
We were like totally wrong.
Because you know what? We were thinking prosthetics.
Oh, yeah, we were. We were so wrong.
The average prosthodontist.
No, you didn't say the dentist, but okay, whatever.
Prosthodontist. In 2005 the average one was making $145,600.
Okay. All right, everybody. You know, we're some
teeth.
People might be
it's in money
wrong.
And teeth, man.
I'm serious. Some people are just in the wrong. What about phlebologist? Did you see that on there?
No,
how
I'm just scanning through here. A podiatrist. Is that the foot doctor?
That's a foot doctor.
Yeah, $94,400.
What does a phlebologist make? That's the people who do blood.
I don't know.
L-E-M.
I don't know. I'm going down this long list. I'm just sort of scanning for six figures here.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, some people are just in the wrong industry, aren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking
okay, up. Now, I got to get that list, okay, because I'm thinking of changing my career.
You don't want to stay in recruiting?
Oh, well, I want to be a trainer.
Be a trainer?
I want to be focused on training. That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like
that could be fun. You always get big crowds whenever you show up.
I can't see what I look like. I cause so much confusion all the time, don't I?
Well, you have a presence. Oh, wow, check this out. An HR manager,
uh-huh.
Average salary was $81,810.
See, you do not have to have
HR
a degree
manager.
To be an HR manager. Oh, my gosh.
You make 80 grand plus.
I had an argument with a university not too long ago over that because somebody had complained to me that they couldn't get this job at this particular university for an HR manager.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, why don't you have and or equivalent experience? Those three magic words, and or equivalent experience. And they gave me some lame reason. I'm like, even your competitors add those three magic words. Well, they gave me another lame reason. And I'm like, whatever. But I'm like, I can't believe that.
Watch this. I'm going to name a salary. I'm going to say the salary, and you tell me what job this goes to.
Oh, no, don't even go there.
Just guess.
Okay.
$129,250.
Recruiter.
No.
What?
Airline pilot.
Why did you ask me that? You knew that.
Airline pilot.
Out of all the things in there, I was supposed to remember that. Okay, what? I'm now a magical genius, right?
There you go.
I can read your mind.
Well, I didn't know. I knew pilots got paid well. I didn't know they were paid that well.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I always got to make sure they don't lose their eyesight, though.
Yeah. Well, you sort of need eyesight.
And never drink.
And that, well, yeah, you're not
don't
supposed
drink.
To.
No alcohol.
You're not supposed to.
No, no problems with that. Now, you know what? I wonder what those train guys get, too. If you think about it, those guys who ride the trains.
Yeah.
I wonder how much those guys make.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
Train operator. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Let me see what's in here. I don't see it, but again, it's the list here that I have is about 700 jobs.
Well, then, you know what? I'm not going to make you go through that. And now, let's not continue to bore our wonderful...
That's true, because, you know, what I was thinking, like, wow. Oh, lawyer here, $94,000.
See? You don't have to have a college degree to be a lawyer. Didn't I say that?
Zoologist, $50,000.
I like being right. I was wrong earlier, now I'm right again.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to dash away now. I have an appointment coming up.
Okay. I enjoyed this as usual.
It was good for me too.
Oh.
And hopefully it was good for the listeners.
It was an interesting one today. It really was. I guess because I am on low key today, aren't I?
You have been low key out there in the blogosphere for a while too.
I know.
On certain sites, we just don't see. We don't really see you on certain sites anymore.
Is that part of your secret?
Yeah. That would be telling. But what I will tell people is that they want to ask any questions about what we talked about in today's podcast, or if they had a suggestion or a subject they want us to explore, by all means, give me an email at jimstroud, that's J-I-M-S-T-R-O-U-D, at jimstroud.com. Karen and I share the same mailbox, so sending it to me is like sending it to her. Just don't send me any spam.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Any final words there, Karen M.?
I want to say thank you for having me on, and I hope to be on again soon because I miss talking to you.
Well, thanks for being had.
Oh, God. Oh, God. No, I don't know love to go ahead and say with that one. Okay. I'm actually blushing, okay?
Well, there you go. There
That's
you go.
That's embarrassing. That was funny, by the way.
See you guys next time. Well, I can't really say see you guys because, you know what, if you watch the video, I'm not going to pitch that. We'll do it next time. All right.
You've been pitching everything else. Watch this video.
I know. Just
okay?
One more thing. Yeah.
Watch these videos on JimStroud.com.
That's
Believe
right.
me, they're awesome.
Well, that's it for this show. You've been a wonderful audience. If you like what you heard, love what you heard, or just plain hate what you just heard, let me know. Your feedback matters. You can reach me through my website at jimstroud.com/podcast. That's jimstroud.com/podcast. So until next time, I'm Jim Stroud, and you're not.